That's all rain. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Friends, when you have a miserable headache, it's fast relief you want. And fast relief from headache pain is just what Alka-Seltzer offers you. So when you have an occasional headache or some member of your family has one, depend on Alka-Seltzer for speedy relief from headache discomfort. Just drop an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two in a glass of water, let it fizz, then drink the sparkling effervescent solution it makes. Notice how quickly you feel better. Now we believe you'll join the thousands who agree there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer for relief of headache pain. The reason Alka-Seltzer is so fast to bring relief is because it's in complete solution when you drink it. Therefore, it's ready to go right to work to bring you the relief you want in a hurry. And because of that fizz, Alka-Seltzer gets there fast, gives fast relief. Always keep Alka-Seltzer on hand. Never be without it. All drugstores have Alka-Seltzer. And remember, when headache causes grief, misery can be brief. Take Alka-Seltzer for relief. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the reckoning date of the Donnelly will drawing closer. Abner still has a few possessions left. And in the meantime, Lum is the one who's getting into debt. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Oh, it's just you, Lum.
Yeah, Granny, is that Cedric sure getting to be a hard man to deal with?
He is, huh?
I guess that little Duty Bates has been pumping him full of ideas.
Well, did you ever get him to sell you that property?
Yeah, I finally got it for $6.
For $6?
Yeah, for a while today, he wanted $90,000.
$90,000?
Yeah, I don't know where he ever got a figure like that.
Well, law me, how'd you ever get it from him, from clean down to $6 from $90,000?
Well, it was his own suggest order. He finally said he'd take $90,000 or $6 and all the peanut butter he could eat.
Law me, chunk style?
Chunk style.
That boy.
So natural, I'd taken him up on that offer.
Oh, sure.
I figured he could take the peanut butter out of your half of the store as long as you want to get shut of everything anyway.
Yeah, sure. Well, how'd you make out with Squire Skimp then? Did he take the property in on your note?
Oh, yeah. He was easier to deal with than Cedric.
He was, huh?
I think there's some kind of development going on around that land, so he was sort of anxious to get that property back. He wouldn't actually let on, though.
Well, I'm sure glad he's taking it. Well, now you got your note paid off, and I'm shut of that property. All I got to get rid of now is my half-interest store here, and I'm broke.
Yeah, you're doing way yonder better than I ever thought you would. Here a few weeks ago, you owned a home and a lot of land. And hey, wait a minute. You still got that oil stock.
Huh?
Don't you recollect you sank $1,500 in that oil company Squire got up here a while back?
Oh, yeah, but that stock ain't no good, Lon.
No, it ain't, but then again, it might be, you know. And if them lawyers in St. Louis finds out you've got $1,500 worth of any kind of stock, they're going to think you're holding out on them, that you ain't actual broke after all.
Yeah, but you know as well as I do, Lum, any stock Squire Skimp sells you ain't worth nothing. I bound you couldn't sell that junk for 30 cents.
I tell you, why don't you just get a hold of Cedric or some young'un and sell him the stock for, say, 10 cents a share, and they could use it for money to play store with.
Would that be honest?
Yeah, I don't know why it wouldn't be.
Well, I know that I'll do it then. You sort of scared me with all that talk about not getting in here after all. I don't know what I would do, Lum, if I missed out on that.
Well, I don't either, to be honest.
Go to the poorhouse, I reckon.
Yeah, the only trouble with that is we ain't got no poorhouse here.
Well, why ain't we?
Well, I don't know.
Swamp Pine Ridge is awful behind time.
After, it looks like every time somebody brings it up at a town council meeting, most all of us has voted against it. Figured we couldn't afford one, I reckon.
Well, I dog is I ain't gonna vote against it if it ever comes up again. Hey, could I bring it up myself?
Why, sure. You're a citizen.
I am, huh?
Yeah, I might could get out a petition and get a lot of folks to sign it. And then get a bill passed to raise enough money to build a nice, up-to-date, modern poorhouse here in Pine Ridge.
Doggies, I'm gonna do that. Yes, sir.
Would be a good thing, no doubts about it.
Oh, we need it bad.
Have all the modern improvements, running water and electricity and nice furniture and radios in every room.
Hot dog.
Billard tables and places for them all to gather of evening, play cards and checkers and flinch and dominoes and visits with one another and all such as that. Discuss the stock market.
Doggies, now that would be nice, wouldn't it? You sort of spend all your time visiting with your friends, just taking life easy.
Well, sure. The county feeds you. No worries about where your next meal's coming from.
No.
Might even put in one of them golf courses like they got in there at the county seat. Give each feller a sack of golfing bats and let him get out there on the golfing field and enjoy himself.
Oh, I would love to do that. You know, I stopped there along the fence and watched them play one day when I was at the county seat. I never did quite understand it. They'd stand there and face one direction and knock the ball the other, and then everybody'd go look for it. But I reckon they was having fun, they appeared to be.
Well, it's sort of like growed-up shinny, I think, except you use a little round ball instead of a tin can.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how many strikes they get at it. It's more than you get in baseball, I know that. I saw a feller stand there swinging. I thought he was killing a snake at first.
Yeah, well, I reckon just gives a feller more of a chance of hitting the ball, you know. Well, sir, I believe that'd be a good game for me to take up. I just never knowed before how nice it would be to live in a place like that.
Oh, a feller'd have the time of his life.
Why, sure.
Never have to do another lick of work as long as he lived.
You figure if a feller got out of partition and started raising money, why, Pine Ridge could build a place like that, huh?
Well, if you got the bill passed, well, then that'd raise the taxes to where the town had the money to build it.
Yeah, get that bill passed. Now, how do I go about doing that?
Well, at the next council meeting, well, you'd take this petition along and show them how many folks have signed it, and that'll prove that everybody's for the idea, and then somebody will make a motion about raising taxes for it, and then somebody else would second it, and... and everybody says A, or if the majorities of them says it, well, then it's all set.
Uh-huh. Of course, now, that'd raise my taxes, too, though, wouldn't it?
Not if you're in the poorhouse.
Huh?
If a body's in the poorhouse, he don't have to pay no taxes. He ain't got nothing to pay taxes on.
Oh, doggies, that's right, ain't
it? Why, sure, that's the beauty of it. We wouldn't have to pay nothing.
We?
Yeah.
You couldn't get in there alone. I'm the one that's going to be broke, not you.
Oh, yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Yeah, I'm broke.
Well, what I could do is come over there and visit you most of the time.
Over where?
Well, wherever it's at, wherever they decide to build it.
Oh, that's right. Ain't been no place picked out for it yet, has it?
Offhand, I ain't got no suggest for a good place neither.
Well, let's build it on this side of the hill, anyway.
What hill?
Well, any hill. They always say over the hill to the poorhouse. If a feller's poor enough to go to one, he oughtn't to have to climb a hill to get there along.
That's right. It'd be better if he's downhill, wouldn't
it? Yeah, the way my rheumatism's been cutting up lately, I don't want to climb no hill. Believe my giant water's dried up. I can't hardly get around.
Oughtn't to have it too far from town, so in case we do decide to come into town low for a while, we wouldn't have to walk too far.
Yeah, Mike could put it down there along the river somewhere. Then if we got tired of playing checkers and golfing and pitching horseshoes, such as that, why... it'd be handy to go fishing.
Yeah, now that fishing sounds good to me. That's a good point there, yeah. I'd say down along the river there'd be the place for it.
Yeah, yes, sir. Might put it right down there along Big Eddy. There's as fine a hole of water for fishing as there is in this whole part of the country.
Oh, there's fishing there, all right.
Cedric and Gomer Bates keeps the trot line set across there the biggest part of the time. They catched a channel cat the other night, weighed better than 12 pounds.
Well... yeah, a feller can go down there in the shank of the evening most any day when the science is right and catch a right smart chance of sun perch.
Oh, yeah, a feller has to hide behind a tree to bait his hook. The more I think about it, the more I believe Big Eddie's a place to go.
Yeah, of course, only trouble there is that's a right smart piece from town. It'd be an awful long walk.
Yeah, it is a pretty good poke down there, all right.
Of course, I reckon we could have a bus there on the place to haul us wherever we wanted to go.
Bus?
Yeah, I think most of them places general has one.
That's a good idea. Maybe I could do the driving. I believe I'd like that. Might get kind of tiresome just playing checkers and fishing all day long.
Yeah, who owns that land along there around Big Eddie?
Huh?
It'd be something we'd have to look into. That land would have to be bought up first.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I ain't for sure now. I believe most of that ground on this side of the river belongs to Uncle Henry Lunsford.
Well, we'd want it to be on this side of the river, all right. So if the river was up or something, we wouldn't have no trouble getting to town.
I'm glad you thought of
that. That little stretch of ground just on the other side of that hill there at the mouth of Shack Creek would be a nice spot.
Yes, sir, that'd be the very spot, right there at the mouth of Shack Creek.
Yeah, we could get Grandpap and Charlie Redfield and some of the fellas we like to move out there, too.
Yeah.
Mose Moods won't be sure and get here. He's such a clown.
Oh.
Full of buffoonery.
Yeah.
Keep us roaring all the time.
You know, I believe I better call Uncle Henry right now and see if he'll sell that ground.
Yeah, I better call him.
Yes, sir, I'll call him.
Of course, if he won't sell, we'll have to start looking for a piece of ground somewhere else.
Well, I don't want no other ground. That's it right there. That's the place.
Hey, I want to get some of that peanut butter I got coming to me.
Get some of that what? Can't you talk plain?
Peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. Well, go right ahead and help yourself, Cedric. That chunk style's on the upper shelf, I believe.
I don't believe there's nobody at home over at Uncle Henry's place.
You fellas ain't got no more deals you want to make with me, have you? I'll come out pretty good on that last one.
Well, keep ringing them, Amy. Uncle Henry might just be sleeping.
Penny, Cedric, I believe we have got another deal for you. How'd you like to buy some oil stock?
Mom?
Hello?
You get this stock for 10 cents a share.
Hello?
Just a minute. I'll get it for you. It's in the cash drawer, ain't it, Abner?
What'd you say, Long?
Oh, nothing. I found it here.
Well, ring him one more time, Amy. Now, he's bound to be around there somewhere.
Yeah, here you are, Cedric. It'll make good play money. Or to have a lot of fun with this.
Boy, that's pretty stuff, all right. Can I actually buy something with it?
No, you can't buy nothing with stock. Special not this stock. But you can play store with it. Tell you what, you can have the whole batch of it for 50 cents. How's that?
Well, gosh, yes. That sounds even better than that other deal you made.
Well, all right, Mamie. Much obliged for trying, anyway. Goodbye.
Here's my 50 cents, Mr. Lum, and I'm sure thankful to you.
That's all right, Cedric. Don't forget your peanut butter.
Hey, wait a minute. What's he got there, Lum?
Well, that's that oil stock of yours. He's taking the whole batch of it.
Well, here, Cedric, you give me that stuff back.
Mom?
Give me that.
Why, Abner, you crazy idiot. I just did you a big favor.
Big favor?
Why, sure. If you keep that stock, you'll lose that $100,000 in here.
Well, that's what I want to do.
Huh?
Since we've been talking about that place down there by Big Eddie, I don't want that inherit money. I want to live in the poorhouse.
Well, just how do you get in that poorhouse? I might be interested in that myself.